This is the annual meeting of LPHC. The date is October 13th, Monday. The time now is 5:30.
And actually, when it starts to get whatever the not wound side is, it speeds up.
Really?
For some reason. So I had used to have a clock back years ago, and I wanted another one, and I could not find one. And I was on vacation and found one in California.
Really?
And had to carry that back.
Oh,
on the
nice.
Plane. Of course, when I got it back, I had to have put it in the shop and get it fixed.
Yeah.
You know, I had always wanted a grandfather's clock. You know, the college was to watch Captain Kangaroo growing up and stuff. But little did I know that they always lose time.
This was so, just a wall clock.
Yeah.
Okay. It wouldn't fit in the overhead compartment.
Okay.
Westlake's hitting the schedule soon, maybe.
Okay, well, do you want to go there and get
it? It's ready.
Okay. Ready to call the meeting to order? I'd like to call the meeting to order, the annual meeting for the Board of Directors of the Lakeland Polk Housing Corporation, October 12th, 2015 at 5:30 p.m. It will be at the Lakeland Housing Authority at 430 South Hartsell Avenue in Lakeland, Florida. And if we would stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I recommend the approval of the minutes.
Oh, we haven't gotten there yet. Haven't gotten there yet.
Pledge of Allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And if we could observe a moment of silence. Thank you very much. It looks like we definitely have a quorum here today. And first, number one on the agenda is the approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
Recommend the approval of the minutes.
Seconded.
Second is recommended by Ms. Oldham and seconded by Ms. Carpenter. And would like any discussion?
None.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. So the minutes are approved. And any old business to come?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What I passed out to you all,
copy
of what should have been given to you all back in June or July, is the all the financial statements for the year 2010 and 2011. And basically, just want you all to just do a motion to accept
them.
Yes.
Yeah. Recommend the acceptance. We've had these since June, I guess.
Yes, ma'am.
Recommend the acceptance of the financial statements for LPHC.
Is that in form of a motion?
Yes.
Do we have a second on that motion?
I second it, but there were some questions I had in reference to it, but
sure.
I'm assuming it's not something that...
Okay, what you have there are tax returns, and then those are out of their financial statements.
Okay.
So it's too much of a...
Okay, now these are the ones that I had that were brought to me.
Right, those were the tax returns.
Okay, and then these are the ones that you gave me just a minute ago, right?
Yes. Those are the financial statements.
I don't have the financial... I don't have the tax return. I've got the financial statements.
Okay.
I'll
let
them
know. Okay.
I'm recommending the approval of the acceptance of the financial statements.
Exactly. And that's all I want to do. I can get you a copy of the tax return.
Okay.
And we have a second on the motion on the floor at this time. Discussion?
The motion I'm accepting is the acceptance.
We're accepting. It's not a motion.
Okay.
So it is a financial statement.
Yes.
Financial
I'm accepting.
Statement.
So I'm second the acceptance. Yeah. Okay.
Do we need to vote on that?
Vote to accept them. That's all.
But once you call it by, she can do a roll call. A motion.
We just accept.
Right, because financial, we couldn't possibly know.
Mr. Brower?
Present.
Ms. Carpenter?
Here.
Ms. Holden?
Present.
And we still need to vote or vote for the acceptance of the financial statements. We had a motion.
It wasn't a motion. You just vote to accept them.
So
and everybody voted a present for the acceptance, and that's all you do for that.
Okay.
Is that all for old business?
Yeah, because after the meeting, Resolution 35 from last year, want you to be for your sign now.
Any new business?
No, it will be part of the resolution.
Okay. So now we can move on to the resolution.
Yeah. Basically, the Housing Authority, back in April or May, we procured a developer partner to assist us with the redevelopment of the West Lake community. And we finally signed a contract with them in September. I think it was in September. And the deadline for filing for tax credits, Thornton Federal Corporation kept moving it back because I think normally it's like around August, September, October. Normally, I guess, like, say, in August, and we usually awards, like, say, in October, November. Well, they kept moving their application deadline back. And we found out last week that the application deadline is now October 13th.
Wow.
15th. 15th.
This October, week.
Yes, ma'am. And the developer partner has been working on the application.
Who did you say the developer partner?
Housing Trust Group, that's okay. The cover letter there. They're out of Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what they're going to do, they're going to do a phased development. And probably going to be, we're going to want at least a minimum of 300 units total on the site. But as you all may not know, the number of units that you build in a tax credit cycle depending upon the number of tax credits that are available. And the developer looks at that, and you don't know that until they release the application information. And so based upon that, the developer they want to put together an application where we were applying for 100 units of senior housing because they said that's our best option, our opportunity to receive funds. Okay.
And so how many seniors do we have there now?
At Westlake? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how many of them. I don't know what the they'll do to break down how many actual seniors, but there are no senior units there. Okay. And but this would be, like I said, just the first phase. First of at least two, probably three phases. And the subsequent phases will all be traditional multifamily. Okay. And these are 1 and 2 bedroom units.
Now, is that going to be the multi-level that you talked about?
Yes, they're planning on 3 stories. Because they're just going to, there's 29 units over here at Westlake. The regular cost from the school, that portion right there, you probably don't know where the youth bill office used to be. Youth bill. Yeah, youth bill. The staff office.
Yes.
Okay. That little section right there, and we got the little storage area and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 29 units in that particular phase there. And that's on the little map that's in here to the back.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see it right here. And also, as you know, we have to get HUD approval for the disposition and then have to do relocation before we can do any demolition. And but what we're going to do, we're not going to relocate everyone at one time. It's going to be a phased relocation, with a phased demolition, because we want to keep so many a certain number of public housing units on our on our tax roll,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that we can still receive subsidy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's what we're going to do, a phase. And it's going to take 6 months or so.
Because it's going to be difficult finding housing, right?
Well, they'll get vouchers. They'll get vouchers.
But it's still going to be difficult for them to find housing.
Probably so. But they'll receive vouchers.
You're going to assist them in relocation.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you, on the first page here, if you go to the second page, on the cover letter,
okay.
It'll give you that of the schedule. When you look at the last paragraph, when it says the project development schedule, it's been in front of Finance Corporation approval.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We expect to receive approval of a tax credit application it's a product of food, but that basically tax credit award in December of this year, okay? And they got to go through the design approvals and all of that. So the closing won't occur until December of next year at the earliest, okay?
So approximately when will the demolition take place?
Yeah, probably in 2017. Okay, 2017. So it's a long ways off.
Okay.
And we had a meeting, community meeting, with the residents over there, because you know how rumors are.
Yeah.
And I want to hear all the rumors.
Right.
So I told them, nothing's going to happen before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to plan their Christmas, enjoy their Christmas. At the earliest, it'll probably be the second quarter of next year before they have to do anything. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a series of meetings with them, both the housing authority and the developer partner,
mm-hmm.
because they're going to have some say in the design of the community, all those things. We're going to do the whole public process with the residents, and we've got to, like they do the application to HUD. And again, it's going to be in phases, okay? And the disposition, the relocation, and the demolition will all be done in phases, okay? So we won't have all 120 families out looking for units at the same time.
Okay.
The first group will just be 29 of them.
Now, when they're looking, where will they be able to look? How far can they go to look?
Anywhere in the United States of America.
Okay, I thought so, but I wanted to be sure of that question.
Yeah, including Alaska and Hawaii.
Okay.
And so, Puerto Rico.
So I think we need to be sure they know that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
definitely.
Because
some people don't understand that.
No, we're going to definitely walk through them and let them know. And just so you know, I've...
You're going to have to walk them through it.
Yes, ma'am. I've done several relocations. I've done a large one in Tampa that involved about 1,400 families. Mm-hmm. I've also done it as a consultant in Orlando, in Pinellas County, Water Havens.
Okay.
And... Okay. And I also advised Lakeland on when they wrote their first relocation plan with the Hope Six here as well. So I have a lot of experience with relocation.
This will be, if I'm seeing this correctly, an L-shaped building.
Yes.
And it does. It's all on existing property. It's not acquiring any more property.
No, no acquisition. Okay. No acquisition.
And did it say 50 parking spaces? I think I only see 40. It says negative 20 and
with seniors, you only have to provide a half a parking space.
Right, because they don't have cars. Mm-hmm.
But they got to go through all that process with the city. Nothing's been approved yet. All this is, you know, just something to give you an idea of what we're going to do.
Yeah, this looks like it'd be really nice.
And you all are pretty confident that we will get this. That we will get this.
Okay. I'm not going to, be serious for a moment. If you're asking me to guarantee.
I know you can't guarantee.
Right. Okay. But, and I just say we're cautiously optimistic. We're going to give it our best shot. And they're going to be also applying for some other funds as well, like there's some sale funds available. And one of the things that we're going to do as well is we're going to tie our youth bureau program in with this as well, so we'll get a chance to hire some young people to work on the property, well, the construction. Mm-hmm. And the opportunities for minorities as well. Because, as Autumn probably knows, but you all may not know, that I actually wrote the MBE guidelines for the state of Florida when I was a consultant.
Okay.
And so, and all of my projects, we've done very well in terms of MBE Section 3 and the like, as well as Valerie as well, her construction project also done well also. Mm-hmm. And the federal partner also has done a very good job with that also. But again, the tax credit business is a very competitive business, and this process here, we'll put together the best application that we can. And as you all know, you may not know, like I said, once you get awarded the credit, they can be challenged.
I didn't know that.
They will be challenged.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
By
your competitors. Because when you submit your application, your competitors get to review your application and point out errors to staff.
Isn't that interesting?
But that's the nature of the beast. It's been that way for years.
Yeah.
And so, and all that's understood when you enter into this business. So.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a really nice, I see the concept. I saw it somewhere. It looks very nice.
Mm-hmm.
How many years do you think the whole project, the senior part and then the other housing, how many years for the three phases, did you say?
I'd say probably take at least three phases, yeah. Because like I said, with this one here, the construction will probably start in 2017 and then a 14-month construction schedule. So that'll be 2018 for the first phase. And then the second phase, they'll probably apply for credits in 2016. And be 127 construction probably go through 2019. And then the third phase, 2020. So next 5 years, at least 5 years. Because that's the thing about when you do these types of projects, it's not a 2-week effort.
No,
it's
huge.
Over several years.
Even just this one, phase one, it's going to be a really big deal.
And that also, you know, taking that amount of time, it's better for the families because they don't have to rush anything. You get to take your time with helping them, like you say, find a unit in their life and stuff. So, and the housing authority will manage this property.
That's
after
good.
Construction.
That's good.
Okay, we'll continue to manage it, and it'll be tax credit, public housing, and as well as market rate. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so.
Do you still plan to do mixed use in there?
Yes, ma'am.
By mixed use, we're talking the phase 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. That would be part homeowner occupied or?
And no homeownership.
No homeownership? No, okay.
Not long as I'm going to be.
Okay. Because that's what they did.
We still haven't completed the Washington Park area for that, right? Some lots there.
Yeah, that won't be for sale, though. That'll be rental.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
But they were initially planned for sale and we can't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But some did sell, didn't they?
39 sold.
Yeah.
We did 20 and Habitat did 19.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we're not doing that again now.
You telling me you have a bad taste in your mouth? I shouldn't say that. Let me get some water.
I used to run a home ownership program. I was created one. And when I was with the city of Tampa, you know, it was a nationally recognized homeownership program. And Keystone was one of several organizations that came to monitor the programs after what we're doing in the city of Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
And they made some, you know, mistakes. They had good intentions and stuff, but because of my experience with it, I can see, you know, some of the.
What about the condos over?
Talking about Know Your Point?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be doing more of that either.
Okay.
We'll be doing more of that either.
Okay.
So.
But that it was seemingly successful.
I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't successful.
But you said we won't try that again.
Yeah, because, like I said, I know how to do it a lot
better way.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And right now we don't have the resources
to
do it better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So rather than just throw something together, I'd rather do something of quality.
Mm-hmm.
And because if we can fix Hampton Hills, okay, and turn that into a success story, maybe open to that in the future. But for right now, it's best that we do the rental.
Mm-hmm.
And that we can assist more families that way.
Well, speaking of Hamilton Hills, that's the one out there near the mall, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on with that? I mean,
we have the units occupied, and we have
some rental out there too.
I'm sorry.
Do we have some rental out there?
Well, the 12 units are currently being rented because they're paid for the public housing fund, so technically they're public housing units. But the occupants are in what we call a lease-to-purchase program.
Okay.
And we have a partner who's not doing the homeownership training.
Okay.
And
so is that Keystone?
No.
But we do have one house that was sold last year, and so we have 11 more to sell.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you think
that we are hopeful to sell within the next 6 months?
Do you think the residents that are in there now will be able to buy those?
Some of them will, and some of them probably won't, and that's just been realistic about it.
Yeah.
You know, because they're just not ready.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes it's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because they have unrealistic expectations about what it means to become a homeowner.
Okay.
And they need to go through, you know, some training to teach them about budgeting, saving money, those types of things.
Yeah.
And if they don't listen, they're not going to learn.
That's true.
Okay.
Tell about it.
That's true.
And some of the other things that we're seeing with Magnolia, because, you know, it's had longer to go through the cycle for them to get to their 15 years. And we get notices that, you know, the first lender is, you know, taking the property. So a lot of them are struggling to be able to stay the full 15 years. So that's something that we've got to work out long term, because it doesn't do him any good to have been in the house for maybe 7 years and then losing an eight.
Right.
So we've got to make sure that we don't make that a
mistake.
One major, you don't necessarily call it a mistake, just oversight, because they had good intentions. They wanted to, you know, try and help some people, get some low-income people to become homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is that some of them just can't afford it.
Yeah.
Because making a mortgage, and then after that, you got the homeowners association fees.
Yeah.
And that's creating a problem for some of the folks at the lower income levels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And,
they don't understand.
And just being, right, and just being realistic about what we're seeing here in Lakeland.
Yeah.
Now is not a good time to try and do another homeownership program, at least for our clientele.
Okay.
We try and concentrate on rentals.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So then the article that I saw in the paper about the duplex idea.
Williamstown?
How is that going?
We're pretty confident that we're going to do everything. I go through the HUD approval process and everything, but it's slowly but surely.
So I know you were asking for bids. Did you get any?
Yes, ma'am. We got some.
Okay.
We're reviewing them.
That's good.
Some were high, some were not.
Okay, well, that's the way it is, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. Yeah.
But we're costing out the mystery about, that's called Williamstown.
Yeah.
I'd have preferred that the city not made it through elderly, you know, because the reason for that is because there's definitely a need for elderly housing, but there's a greater need for a traditional multifamily.
But you know why the city did
it. Oh, I know why.
Yeah. It's sad that people are
not
in my backyard, but that's
exactly
what you're dealing with, and the city is going to cater to whatever they have to cater to. So
all that's understandable.
Yeah.
And one other thing we're doing too, but y'all hadn't asked about it. The vacant lot at 10th in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are in the process of selling that.
To?
The firm is called GH&G, and what they're going to put there is a Circle K. And the reason for that is because that's the best offer for Gallon. It's only a legitimate offer for Gallon. As you know, that property's been there for sale for, many
years. What kind of price did you get on it?
1.3.
Is that whole empty piece of land, or just
it's right
part
down
of
the
it?
Corner?
Right.
But then that's just going to be the first. They're gonna have some other tenants in there.
Okay. Because that's a huge piece of land for us.
And
okay.
One of the things we were talking about is, like I said, they're going to have a job fair, or they want to hire from the neighborhood, and then also offer some scholarships, college scholarships, to some of the tenants there.
Okay.
And would we like to have seen something else there, like a CVS or something like that? Of course, but the reality is that a CVS or something like that.
Yeah.
The reality is that
they're
not going to come. Because someone told me to a neighborhood Walmart. Reality is they're not going to come there. They're not
going to
come
there.
And if this deal falls through, they're probably going to sit vacant for another 10, 15 years because there have been some nibbles, you know, folks who express interest, but they don't want to pay the appraised value.
Oh, yeah.
And HUD is not going to allow to sell that at below the appraised value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what's driving a lot of people off. And hopefully, it'll be a catalyst for some other development. And they're using the new design. I don't know if y'all have seen, you know, some of the new designs for Circle K, some of the other.
It's according to where you are. I mean, some places like South Carolina or whatever, you have to, it almost looks like a residential building.
Yeah, right. That decorative cobblestone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that's going to have. It's going to have that design.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like that design?
Oh, yeah. I think it goes right in with the neighborhood.
The neighborhood has to buy into it.
Yeah.
And the major resistance that we've gotten from neighborhood that they are saying that they want a business incubator. But
want a bigger what?
Yes, ma'am, business incubator. But that to me is very unrealistic.
Well, and the idea was planted years ago.
Yes, ma'am.
If the idea hadn't been planted, it never would have been thought about, yeah, I don't think. But when you give people
false hopes.
Yes.
Right.
They're going to stick to them.
Right.
Yeah.
But I explained to them
that's
not a realistic option.
Yeah.
Because especially if they're asking the housing authority to be the lead on that, because our board wants our folks to be on affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
That's our mission. And if someone else wants to be the lead, like say the city of Lakeland or someone like that, we'll support them. But the housing authority cannot be the lead on any commercial development. That's
mm-hmm.
not what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Remember years ago when we were on the Citizens Advisory Committee and they had, I'm not sure it's been so many years, they had money and it could be recommended to go in different directions, and they got away from giving the money for startup for new small businesses because they almost all failed.
Well,
I think you should have to provide training for people, you know, especially when there has been no training for a lot of the people in the area.
Right.
If they like experience in starting businesses and have had no training and mentorship,
mm-hmm.
it's subject to failure.
And that's true, because I started one in Tampa, and when it was successful, it was because there were partners to help make it successful.
Mm-hmm.
Like we had the University of South Florida, we had, like say the city had a huge grant that we used to make loans to the business, and the Department of Commerce had the small business development centers at that time. We all came together to make that one work, and that's how that one worked. But nowadays, you know, you don't have that support system.
If you don't have that, Ken, it fails drastically.
It's hard, even with a lot of money. You see businesses fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the person put a lot of money in it, and then it fails within a year.
Yeah, because 90% of small businesses fail anyway, regardless of location. So.
Yeah, you know.
Within the first 2 years. So. But also, I digressed from the resolutions.
Okay.
And so basically, we want permission to, because we're going to use LPHC to submit the application because of the ad valorem tax with the nonprofit status. It's better for the project if we do it like that.
But will we get any resistance from the regular board in starting this?
No, ma'am. We had a special board meeting last week, and they approved it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And basically, because we explained to them that we have to form like partnerships, like certain legal limited liability companies, and we're going to do
that.
Well,
Ben, I asked you that because I don't want any conflict with the board. You know, at some point, you had a board that would resist everything.
I remember those days.
But now they evidently didn't realize why Lakeland Polk Housing Corporation was established in the first place.
Well, some of them didn't.
Yeah.
That's the reason I asked that,
Barbara. Right. Mm-hmm. And like I said, that's why we had the special board meeting last week to go through all that, answer all the questions and stuff, and have them also do a resolution where they authorized us to submit an application and to form the partnership necessary in order to submit the application.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you have to do the thing, like I said, ground lease, all those types of things. Mm-hmm. So, with those partnerships, once they're formed.
Okay. Recommend
and
the approval of resolution number 36.
Second.
We have a recommendation and a second. All in any further discussion?
No.
At this point, entertain a vote. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution 36 looks like it's a go.
I'd like to see it work, Ben.
It would be very exciting.
I think it's time we provide for some things like this. Time is now.
We've made a lot of progress in the past year.
Well, let me ask this question in reference to progress. What about the senior building there at Washington Oaks? How's it doing?
It's doing okay.
Okay.
Because all of our properties now stay at 99% occupancy.
That's good.
And most of them, because that used to be an issue in the past when Universal State vacant 5-6 months, because the example at Dakota, they had 5-bedroom units that would stay vacant for 6 months or so. That's ridiculous.
So did you end up breaking that down in less of a 5-bedroom and making it?
No, it's,
so you found somebody that needed 5-bedroom?
Definitely. Okay. Some people that needed that. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, we have no problem
feeling it. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there an anticipation of more low-income seniors coming up in the future? And the reason I say that, with what we just went through economy-wise in the past few years, a lot of people lost their jobs. They had these expensive homes that ate up everything they had. Then they lost the home, so then they find themselves starting over in their 50s, which means they're not going to build up a retirement at that point.
Yeah. There's going to be more of those, because you find some of the recent articles in the Ledger, and one of the things that was in there, for every 10 families that needs affordable housing, there's only 3 units available. Mm-hmm. And that's the same for traditional families as well as for seniors. And that's here in Polk County, as well as, say, nationwide. Mm-hmm. But you have pockets where it's not quite as severe. But, there's definitely a need for housing.
Is there a feasibility study going around to see, the need then for?
Not by us per se, but, yeah, there are studies called, the Schoenberg Foundation, okay. University of Florida. Father does it, Faro does it, Naro does it, and then Alleged did their own little investigation as well. So,
and a lot of the people that are already in affordable housing, once their families are gone and they get to retirement, they would need to move into something different.
Because I read a statistic a couple of weeks ago that just shocked me. That in the last 40 years, the world's population has doubled.
Oh, yeah.
For the whole world.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. And then you look at Florida, the last 30, 40 years, lately, how much it has grown.
That's all you have to do, just look at Lakeland.
Yeah, and it doesn't look like it's slowing down anytime soon.
Okay.
People are living longer too.
Yes. Yeah. I guess that's good.
have to do is look at Lakeland and see medical facilities and how they grow,
It shows the growing elderly population.
Mm-hmm. So that there's a growth.
Do we have any other business at this point?
Okay. Just want to make sure you sign these before you.
Okay. Well, other than signing the papers, like to adjourn this meeting of the Lakeland Polk Housing Corporation.
Thank you, sir.
You all as well. Yeah. Thank you all so much.
All righty.
Love to meet with you all.
Well, we try.
We try hard. We don't like to stay in here forever and argue with you and fuss with you then.
For what? When you think about it.
Meeting adjourned at 6:07.
Groups that just want to fuss with you.
That's all. Yes, ma'am.
We can do better about trying to come support.